Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Tonight, we thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody who has tuned in tonight to the revival that just won't stop, glory to God. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why we keep going? Because we just can't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what else to tell you. Praise God. We just can't stop, glory to God. So we thank God for each and every person that has called in. Everybody who is tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. You know, we teach from the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California, over there on the West Coast. Hallelujah, pastor. Hallelujah, amen, by Apostle Elvis A. Curry. Glory to God, hallelujah. Who will be coming forth later on in the program, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. Right now, let's get this party started, hallelujah, with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, just for having your way already, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for meeting us here. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you, lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, as you always do. Let your anointing flow freely, Lord, as it always does. And, Lord, we will glorify you, we will magnify you, we will lift your name up high and holy because you're worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy, Lord, to be lifted up. And, Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you, hallelujah, for each and everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do, Lord. We love you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen on today.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God. Amen. For everybody out there that's tuned in and called in on today. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, praise God, get ready to call the number on your screen. Praise God. We want you to be a part of the service on tonight. Call in, give your testimony, give your prayer request. Hallelujah. So we can pray. Hallelujah. And put that thing on the throne of grace. We call it catching in the green, according to the word of God. Hallelujah. And according to the word of God, it says, when any two or three touching the green aren't on anything in the earth, it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Praise God. What that scripture is telling us is, hallelujah, when we come to the throne of grace and we're praying for something, hallelujah, amen, when we touch and agree with somebody, see, we're touching and agreeing that it's done. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're touching and agreeing that God already worked it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not coming to ask God to work it out. Hallelujah. We're not coming into agreement that we ask God, hallelujah, to work it out. Praise God. We are coming in an agreement that God has already, praise God, worked it out. He said, whatever we agree on, hallelujah, is what he will unleash up in heaven. Praise God. It goes on to say that whatever, hallelujah, we unleash on earth, God will unleash in heaven. Praise God. And for us to receive it on earth, he has to unleash it in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight. Anytime we receive something in the natural, God already sent it in the spirit. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. So when we come together and we pray about it, we are touching and agreeing about that thing. We're touching and agreeing on healing. We're touching and agreeing on deliverance. Hallelujah. We're touching and agreeing on finances. Praise God. We're touching and agreeing on peace of mind. Hallelujah. We're saying amen, even though I'm feeling this way now. Glory to God. I believe God, hallelujah, has already fixed it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to believe in the word of God. The word of God tells us that it came to pass. Praise God. What is it? Hallelujah. It is whatever, hallelujah, is in your life. Praise God, that is causing you a birth. It. Hallelujah. Praise God. The behavior of the child. It ain't the child himself. It ain't the child herself. It's the behavior of the child. Hallelujah. It's the rebellious spirit of the child. It came. Hallelujah. Praise God. The trouble in the marriage, praise God. When the marriage is on the rock, hallelujah. Praise God. And it looks like we head to divorce court. It came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the troubles on the job. Hallelujah. All the lying and the scheming they was doing on the job. Yeah, it came too. Praise God, hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that it came, and the purpose for it to come was the past. Glory to God, hallelujah. That tells me, we're going to open up the line in a minute, praise God, but that tells me, glory to God, that if it came to pass, it must be a test that I have to pass in order for it to pass. Glory to God. Did I say that too fast? I said if it came to pass, praise God, it must be a test that I got to pass in order for it to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We keep saying we want God, hallelujah, to move us to the next level. We want to move from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Well, it's just like in the school. We try to go from the first grade to the second grade. We try to go from the second grade, hallelujah, to the third grade. From the third grade, hallelujah, to the fourth grade. But don't you know, hallelujah, when we transition from grade to grade, hallelujah, it's a test we got to take in order to pass on to the next grade. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And when we pass that test, then we pass, hallelujah, to the next grade. Hallelujah. See, whatever situation we got going on in our life, it's a test. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is pass that test. Glory to God. And once we pass that test, glory to God. See, you don't never have to take that same test again. Glory to God, because you passed. Now, that don't mean that there's going to be some more tests because you want to keep moving up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord says, amen. Quit saying, I don't want no problems. I don't want no troubles. I don't want no sorrows in my life. If you don't want none of, no problems, you must don't want to advance. Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. When you climb a mountain, hallelujah, amen. When you climb a mountain, amen, you're going to get cut up. Hallelujah. You're going to get scraped up. You might slip and fall a couple of times. Hallelujah. But in order to get to the top, hallelujah, every once in a while, you're going to cut yourself. Every once in a while, you're going to get a nick and a scratch. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you're trying to get to the top. It's the same in the spirit. Glory to God. Right. Hallelujah. As you climb into the top, you're going to come against adversity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to come against opposition. The question is, how do you handle it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because this is the test that you got to pass. Hallelujah. Because when you pass that test, then you move on to the next grade. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you got a bigger test to take. Hallelujah. But the Lord say, don't worry about the next grade yet. First, you got to pass the test you got to take now. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Where are you being tested at, the Lord says? Are you being tested in your marriage? Are you being tested at your job? Glory to God. Are you being tested with your friends? Are you being tested at the church? Where are you being tested at right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when you pass test, hallelujah, God said, I can take you to the next level in that area. Hallelujah. If it's with your children, I can take you out to the next level if you pass the test. Well, keep in mind what I just said. I said if you pass the test, glory to God. Not if the child passes the test. Not if the wife passes the test. Not if your husband passes the test. Glory to God. Not if your boss and your coworkers pass the test. Hallelujah. If you pass the test, God is looking at you and how you're reacting in the situation that you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And however you react in this situation determines whether or not you pass or fail. Hallelujah. The Lord say, ain't you tired of going through the same thing? Glory to God. Over and over and over. And you blaming the next person. Hallelujah. Amen. But y'all both taking the test. Hallelujah. You can't blame them because you failed your test. Because they got their own test. Glory to God. Too many we looking on other people's tests, and we got different tests. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. You know how they do in the classrooms now? They start putting up different answer sheets so we wouldn't copy off of people's paper. Praise God. So my test is different from your test. But you still looking on my paper trying to copy my answer? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So tonight the Lord is saying, amen, it's just a test. It's just a test, and that test came for you to pass. I got confidence that you're going to pass it. The question is, how many times are you going to take it before you do? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How many times you going to take that same test? Hallelujah. Before you pass. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. So we're going to open up the phone lines. Praise God. If you have any prayer requests, hallelujah. If you got a testimony, amen. If you have a question on tonight, hallelujah, amen. The phone lines are open. Will there be one at this time? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. Hi. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There's a couple of things I want to say. I want to give my praise report. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for keeping me throughout the years and providing for me and for making a way out of no way when I was unable to accomplish certain things. He stepped right on in and handle him for me. I want to thank him for his mercy and his grace. I just want to thank him and praise him and worship him for who he is. He's worthy to be praised. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, and his salvation. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Corey, Brother Andre, each and everyone on the prayer line. I want to just thank the Lord for, you know, all his many, many blessings and provisions. And I have a request. Sister Kathleen called me and asked me to have you guys pray for her, put a prayer in for her today. Apparently she has some sort of issue with her phone. She's not able to call in right now, so she's requesting prayer. I'm also requesting prayer for my trials and tribulations and my tests that I'm going through. I'm trusting the Lord that it's going to pass, and I'm asking the Lord to continue to bless me and each and everyone on the prayer line. I mean, I couldn't name everyone by name, but we all know who each other are. We all fellowship together. We all pray for each other. We all love one another. And so to eat up a lot of time, I just ask the Lord to continue to bless and keep each and everyone that's faithfully that attends the line, and for the new members that's coming on, to watch and protect their family and friends also. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, let's go to the throne of grace for Sister Kathleen and Sister Linda. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace, Lord. Hallelujah, for your daughters in Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. We intercede for them right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Strengthen Linda and allow her to go through her trials and her tribulations, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help her to pass. Hallelujah, her test. Glory to God. Let her, hallelujah, not get weary in her well-doing on today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for covering Giovanni on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for watching out for him when he don't watch out for himself. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for being present in his life, even if he don't realize it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on today that his test of his life have came to pass also. Hallelujah. We thank you for Sister Kathleen on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue to bless her in that situation, Lord, and continue to strengthen her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anyone else on today? Testimonies and
prayers. Brian, I would like to thank God for waking me up this morning. Start on a new day. I thank my family for the prayer line today. I thank for Brother Andre and Pastor Curry, Miss Linda, Miss Kathleen, Yolanda, Martha, Bobby, Miss Alberta, Miss Virgie, Pastor Bob, Mr. Crystal, Jane Baylor. I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I ask that you go up and down the dangerous highways, take care of one and drive on these dangerous wet roads today, Lord. I ask that you take care of the homeless. I ask that you protect my sisters, my nieces, and my nephews. I ask that you go inside the jails and the prisons and take care of all the inmates. I ask you to go inside the hospitals and the nursing homes, take care of all the patients that's sick and shut in. I ask you, Father God, take care of the kids as they go back to school and get their studies. Father God, please take care of the president, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Take care of young men and women in the military, in the Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, Space Force. Thank you all our military. All right, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Do we have any other testimonies?
Brother.
Hallelujah.
Andre.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Bobby.
I want to thank the Lord for being here. I want to thank God for waking me up. Thank God for this wonderful weather that we're having. Thank God for my sister, my niece, my nephew, my brother. You all, go get your blessings. Brother Brian, my cousin, my other cousins, wherever they at today. Be careful out there. I love y'all. There's nothing y'all can do about it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the testimonies that have gone up on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The prayer request as well. Hallelujah. If y'all just tuning in, if you just called in, this is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Praise God. We getting ready to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we're going to hear a selection on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we come before your throne. As humbly as we know how, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Thank you, hallelujah, for our life, our health, our strength. Thank you, Lord, for being ever present in our lives. Thank you for your leading, your guidance, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you've always been trusted, even when we didn't know. Hallelujah. We magnify you for it and we praise you. Hallelujah. You have brought us from the highways and byways, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We magnify you for always keeping us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight. Any work that's trying to prohibit us from hearing you. Hallelujah. Our ears are open and our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Hallelujah. Lord, touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Allow his anointing to simply flow free, Lord, as you speak through him on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready, amen, to break the bread of life on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We are about to get that word. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible tells us that man shall not live by bread alone. Hallelujah, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, amen. And God, amen, has a willing vessel tonight. Amen, that he is going to speak out of. Praise God. If this is your first time calling in or your first time tuning in, amen, you are about to be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Represent, hallelujah, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California. Amen. The West Coast is definitely in the house on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm talking about my brother in Christ. Hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry is going to come forth and break the bread of life on today, immediately following, hallelujah, this next selection. Praise God. How many of you know you're asking God to deliver everybody else? Hallelujah, but you need to be asking him to deliver you. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me,
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Amen. God's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. How many of you are ready for the brand new you? How many of you is ready to walk into what God has promised you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him some more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Lift him. Lift him. Hallelujah.
Thank
he said, if I be lifted up, that I would draw all men. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you,
I mean,
Lord,
the more we lift him up,
Hallelujah.
The more he's going to draw what
thank
we need. Come on,
Hallelujah.
We look at
Hallelujah.
We look at the thing
for
God is saying, you ain't going to have to look for it. You just lift me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You just praise me. Come on here, somebody. Because I am the thing that you desire. Come on here, somebody. I am that miracle that you need. Glory to God. I am that blessing that you believe in for. Glory to God. I am that breakthrough. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
How many of you can feel the presence of God right now? How many of you can feel his anointing right now? How many of you can feel his spirit right now? Glory to God. How many of you can feel his power? The strength of my life, but for being my life, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
And he,
thank you.
He is worthy of all praise. He's worthy
God
of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to give honor to Elder Andre, my dear brother, from another mother. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
He is awesome in his own right, amen. Thank God that he hooked us up, amen. I mean, you know that God did this,
amen.
Amen. God. How many of you know that God know how to hook perfect people up together?
Yes,
come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God know how to hook up. Come on here, somebody. And how many
that
would God do it, then it's all good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
It's all good.
When God do it, amen, it's all good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because God, everything he do is good. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
If you go back in Genesis chapter 1, everything he made was good. Everything he created, he looked at it and said it was good.
Amen.
And when he said it was good, that was God's way of blessing himself.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God is so good that he had to bless himself. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When he saw the light, he said, it was good. Glory to God. Who was he talking to?
Thank
himself.
You,
he said, you did a good job. That's
Hallelujah.
Good. Come on here, somebody. Now, if God blesses himself, how much more should we
Hallelujah.
Praise him and bless him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
to
you.
God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To everyone that's
thank
under
you,
the sound of my voice tonight,
Hallelujah.
I speak peace and blessings unto you tonight and give God praise for every one of you tonight. I want to give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I
love to hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be before you long tonight. Amen. But, I do want to be strong tonight to present what the Holy Ghost been putting in my spirit about bringing unity between the black man and the black woman. But the enemy has brought a lot of disunity between us. But how many know that when we come to an understanding that all of that has to go? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He was talking to me, and he told me to call this the battle of the sexes. The battle of the sexes. In other words, the battle between the male and the female. And how the enemy conspired to remove the black man out of the home. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But all the enemy is doing was sticking with his old plan that he used in the garden. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I want to look at something right quickly tonight. We'll put some of the scriptures in. I'll be out of your way for tonight. Somebody find me 1 Corinthians 11, 18 and 19.
Don't mess with that. Yeah.
No. Corinthians 11, verses 8 and 9. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. I wanted to look at something right quick. Because there's a whole lot of voices in the atmosphere right now. A lot of people are saying a lot of things, but how many know that can't nobody dispute the truth? Come on here, somebody. The truth is what makes us free. Come on here, somebody. Because it's not about what we feel, but it's about what God says. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 1 Corinthians 11, verses 8 and 9. Anybody have that for me right now?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can somebody read that for me right quickly?
The man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Okay, stop right there, mother. Stop right there. It says, neither was the man created for the woman. Come on here, somebody. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now let's get this thing straight. It shouldn't even have to be settled. But how the enemy has been able to bring confusion to the gender is showing that we're not where we need to be concerning being in the face of God. Come on here, somebody. Now, hear what the word says.
Amen.
The word of God said, neither was the man created for the woman. Now, who was the man created for if he wasn't created for the woman? Who were we created for, brother, if he wasn't created for the woman?
For God.
For God.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Was created for God.
Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. So how in the hell is the devil tricking us? Amen. Come on, we were put here to serve the woman. Glory to God. No, we were put here to serve God. We were put here to glorify God. That's why we should be in the presence of God more than we in the presence of anything else except the beautiful
Amen.
Woman that God has given us. Come on here, somebody. She should see us in the presence
Amen.
Of God more than we in the presence of anything
Amen.
Else. I know I ain't going to get no help over here.
Amen.
Come on, brother. We need to
Amen.
Realize we're not. When our woman see us in the presence of God, they give her joy. They give her glory. Why? Because we're reconnecting with who made us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the only way we going to stay right is to stay in prayer and stay in the presence of God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I ain't trying to win no friends, beloved. I'm just here to speak the truth. Come on here, somebody. Whether you like me or don't like me, amen. I can't be concerned about that. My concern is at the end of the day, if you hear the truth coming from God, come on here, somebody. So it says,
amen.
Was man created for the woman? As a matter of fact, if we go back into Genesis, who did God leave the commandment with not to eat of the fruit?
The man. He told the man. The man is the head.
Adam.
Come on, mother. Glory. I love that. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And brothers, let me tell you something. The only way we're going to be able to rule our house right is that we got to put God where he belongs, and that's in front of us. That's at the very top. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We want to holler about under here. But see, God ain't your head. And if God ain't your head, then you can't run your household the way you need to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I hear you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Somebody give God a shout. Amen. I'm getting
hallelujah.
Happy about this thing.
Hallelujah.
Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Now you got some men talking about, I was put here to serve my woman. What Bible is you reading out of? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that we were not created for the woman. The reason why God made a woman for Adam, because he saw everybody with a helpmate but him. Come on here, somebody. He said, look at them birds. They sure look good together.
Amen.
Look at them tigers over there, male and female. Look how she licking on him and he licking on her. Glory to God. I need somebody to lick on me. Amen. Hallelujah. He's standing there looking like, where mine at? You know, I see everybody with them. Lord, where mine at? Hallelujah. I want somebody too. I don't want to be talking to the animals. Glory to God. I want Mrs. Adam. Where is she at?
Amen.
And the Lord looked upon Adam and had compassion. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And he said, it is not good for man to be alone. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, y'all need to be shouting right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God says, you know, everybody got somebody. He said, but my son ain't got nobody. I got to handle this situation. Come on here, somebody. I got to do something about this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he put a deep sleep on Adam, caused Adam to go to sleep, and while he was sleeping, God was creeping. Glory to God. He said, let me fix this little situation right here.
That's that
rib. Let me take
Amen.
The rib out right quick and tell you what I can do with a rib. Come on here, somebody. God is awesome.
That's why
God created y'all to be by our side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you by our side, you complete us. Come on here, somebody. Then you're the missing link. Hallelujah. And so God said, I'm gonna give you somebody right by your side. Come on here, somebody. And so God,
Amen.
Put a real fine for him. Hallelujah. And then tapped him out of sleep and said, wake up. I got something for you. And he woke up and he looked to see what was beside him, and he was so amazed and so in awe to see her, he said, whoa, man. So he realized
Amen.
It was the womb of him that God had gave flesh to. It was the womb of the man that God gave flesh to. That's why he said, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. Come on here, somebody. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And he said, you shall be called womb man. Womb man.
Amen.
So a womb man can never say that he don't need a man because we named you. We gave you your name. How you gonna say that what gave you your name, now you don't need it. Hallelujah. You just need the right kind of man. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 That accommodate your womb. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So being the right man that accommodate your womb will make you the womb man that God wants you to be. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of these brothers, amen, they serving the woman that God gave them more than they serving God. I just want to do everything. But that's not what the order said. God said he didn't make us for that. God made us for him.
Amen.
And how we as men get caught up, we start worshiping the creature more than the creator. Come on here, somebody.
Now, amen.
God was telling me in prayer, he said, I never made you to worship the thing I created for you, to serve you. He said, I created her, amen, for her to take care of your every fleshly desire, because I wanted to show you how much I love you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Eve must have been so dynamic in what she was doing that Adam went past love and went to worshiping her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that it's not a good thing when a man starts worshiping a woman?
Amen.
Amen.
Because then he forget about God.
Amen.
And so God says to me, he said, when we started worshiping the woman, that it takes our eyes off of him.
Amen.
And we're no longer able to function on what he wants us to do. We so caught up into the beautiful gift that he's given us that we lose sight of what he told us to do at the beginning. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, you know, I was talking to him a little more, and he was telling me, he said, why do you think my words say about the weaker vessel? Come on here, somebody. And what do that mean? Concerning the woman being the weaker vessel. We're going to get to that. It says, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And then the Lord said, he said, the woman, a woman don't feel complete unless she can serve her man. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what God put in you to do. But how many know that if you start listening to the enemy, that he's going to try to reverse that thing? Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you about how God designed us as male and female. Can all the brothers hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I need for the brothers to shout if y'all can hear me right now. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, my brothers. Amen, my brothers. Listen, brothers, you know by nature God made us thinkers, right?
Amen. Amen.
The first thing we going to say when we hear the situation, let me think about it. Hallelujah. Let's go think about it. Amen. I need some time to analyze this word in my mind because I'm thinking. Come on here, somebody. That's why we need Christ to be the head, because if we keep him in our head, then we able to think right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Come on here, somebody. And so when we don't have Christ, when we don't have the anointing as our head, that's when the enemy can come in and mess with our head. As long as he keeps God as the center, as the top of our head, we're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so what the Lord was showing me is how the enemy got us now, but we're not thinking, we're feeling. Come on here, somebody. We didn't become feelers.
Hallelujah.
We got caught up in our feelings. Are y'all still with me, brothers?
Amen. I'm with
Amen.
You. I'm down.
And, And I'm looking at why, how did we become fillers? How did we become so sensitive? How did we become, when did we become feminine? And other brothers didn't say nothing about it. You know, why ain't more brothers saying something about this spirit that's on a lot of brothers right now, Lord? I'm talking about on a lot of brothers. We try to hide it. Amen. Talking about I'm on the down low. No, you low down. Glory to God. You need to be picked back up, brother. Amen. You done lost your way in being a man. And it's our job as a brother to help our brother. You know what I'm saying? Brother, you know, that's feminine what you're doing. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Instead of laughing, that's cool. No, it ain't cool. Whenever your manhood is not showing, and you looking feminine, that's not good at all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When did brother stop walking and started switching? When did this come into play? Brother switched harder now than the woman now. When did this come? And why didn't somebody say something?
Amen.
And how is it that it's comfortable for you to walk like that? No, brother. You got a backbone. You the image, we are the image and the likeness of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody get God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
They got mighty quiet online. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I said, ain't come on nobody on the line tonight, but if it is, amen. I'm swallowing a pill and say, God deliver. Glory to God. Listen, brothers, we got to get back into our place and where God put us at. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because everything now is out of order. It's out of whack. Amen. Brother carrying purses now. We ain't carrying wallets anymore. We carrying purses. When did this become popular?
Amen.
And now we can't go to the church for deliverance because the pastor got somebody. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Ain't no first lady up there because he looking at a first man. Talking about, this is my first man. The devil is alive.
Hallelujah.
It's funny, but it's true, Lord. It's the truth. And the pastor ain't going to preach against homosexuality because maybe his armor bearers or somebody in the choir may be gay. And he don't want to offend nobody. But what about God?
Amen.
We losing brothers. Come on here, brothers. We losing brothers. Now when a brother says, "Oh, that's my friend," looking at brothers funny. Like, how much of a friend? Amen. Glory to God. How much? You hugging him like that? You holding on to him like that? I'm picking up in my spirit. It's some more than a friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somebody needs to say something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we not our brother's keeper? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers ain't crying out for a wife no more. Why we ain't crying out for a good godly wife no more? Glory to God. And let me just say this. God wants us to be reunited in the love that he created between the male and the female. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Now you got the man washing the dishes. Now you got the man cleaning the house. Now you got the woman giving orders. Now she got more hair on her chest than the man. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm already out here now. Hallelujah. Now her voice more deeper than his. Glory to God. Something is wrong with this picture. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
Is all right. No, it's... Junior don't know what to say because he sees daddy being more like mama and mama more like daddy. Junior lost the word. Come on, here's about how he gonna follow you if you don't give him the example to follow you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And so much was done to us as a little boy. Many of us ain't confessed it yet, glory to God. But some of us was messed with as our little boys. Come on here, somebody. And we holding that in, glory to God. But God said, release it and give it to me
because I want to heal you to bring out the man that's in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you don't get it from one generation, you'll get it from another. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Maybe daddy wasn't able to be the man he needed to be, but God said, don't let that stop you from being more of a man than he was. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 God, speak, Lord. Hallelujah. And some of us was raised without a daddy. We don't even know what a daddy is. Come on here, somebody, because we ain't never had
Amen.
One to look at. But God said, but you got me. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I've been there for you all along. Somebody, if God has been a daddy to you, come on, give God a praise right now. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. If God been the only daddy that you know that ain't never mistreated you, amen, that ain't never been mean to you, amen, that ain't never been unkind to you, glory to God, that showed you all the love you ever needed, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 A lot of us as men, we need to get in prayer and say, Lord, help me to be the father. Help me to be the man. Hallelujah. Help me to be the daddy that I need to be. Amen. Help me to be better than the daddy that I never got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
And don't be bitter. God said, that's why I'm here, glory to God, to give you what he couldn't give you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, we got to get our masculinity back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that
Amen.
We can stand up. A lot of us is men, but we're not standing up. Come on here, somebody. Our backbone is missing.
Hallelujah.
Boy, they got quiet on the church, glory to God. Our backbone is missing.
Amen.
I don't hear no brothers. I said our backbone is missing.
Amen.
And we're going to ask God to give our backbone back. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
You know how happy our women is going to be when they see us stand up and they see God stand up in us? Come on here, somebody. Let me just say this while the Holy Ghost of God is moving on me right now. He's moving in me. He said, tell her, no matter how much money you give her, that money not going to keep her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That money. That
Amen.
Money might be good for a minute, but that money ain't going to keep her. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because
Amen.
When the money run out, she going to need to see God. Come on here, somebody. See, the money came to replace God. Come on here, somebody. She's a wound
Hallelujah.
Man. Wound to minister to her wound, because at the end of the day, amen. Glory to God. That's why our perspective needs to be in the right place, brother. Hallelujah. God first. Because if you put God first, that he going to put the woman that he gave us first, and he's going to cause her to cleave to us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Now, let me talk to the women of God tonight. You know God made y'all fillers, right? Y'all are fillers. Y'all wasn't designed to be thinkers.
Come on it.
Now, that don't mean y'all can't think, but I'm saying as a thinker, that's what God put in us. That's why we're the head. But one thing that God has blessed y'all with, y'all are feelers. So y'all can feel when something is going on. Y'all can feel when something ain't right. See, that's why the enemy don't like y'all, because y'all able to feel things, hallelujah, and sense things before they happen. Glory.
Amen.
And he has blessed y'all. You know, God has blessed y'all to be able to pick up on things that we as men might not be able to pick up on.
Amen.
But together, we are awesome because of the womb he's given you. See, the womb Give y'all an advantage in the spirit. God help me, Holy Ghost. That's why y'all are able to produce children. The womb is blessed. The womb that come from us, God gave to you. Come on here, somebody. God took that womb and made y'all into a beautiful reflection of us. Come on here, somebody. That's why Adam got so caught up. He said,
yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because he's selling, thank you, Lord. Listen, y'all, what the Holy Ghost just dropped in my spirit. He said he fell in love with the womb. He couldn't get past the womb. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The womb
Amen.
Was so beautiful
Hallelujah.
That he could man. Yeah, he said womb, man, womb, man. So he put the man to the womb because the womb was so beautiful. Glory to God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so the enemy is mad at your womb because God has put something in it. They can't destroy him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish your life was full right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen. He showed me something in the conversation in the garden. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I need somebody to find me Genesis chapter 3. We need to look at something that took place in the garden between Eve and the enemy, because it's essential, because what took place was how the enemy got into the nature of the woman. So, can somebody find me to where the enemy starts speaking in the ear of the woman and telling her that if she eats this food, you'll be like God? Come on here, somebody.
Hey, amen. I got the New Living Translation, Apostle.
Okay, man of God. Okay.
All right, it's a... Now, the serpent was the shrewdest of... Go ahead.
Genesis 3, what verse?
It's starting at verse 1.
Oh, verse 1, okay.
Genesis 3 and 4. When the serpent starts speaking to the woman.
Okay, thank you.
You just want that part, or you want the whole... Okay, so you want verse 4?
Begin at verse 1, Elder, because that's important.
All right. It says, now the serpent was the shrewdest of all the creatures the Lord God had made.
Stop. The serpent was more cunning. He was more smarter than any other animal that the Lord had made. That's why the Bible says for us to be wise as a serpent. And serpent goes back to Kemet. It has to do with wisdom and knowledge. He knew how to maneuver. When he slithered, he don't just slither. He slithered with wisdom. His whole thing that he's moving with a purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
So the enemy, because he couldn't find nobody with the intelligence of that close to himself, he said, let me get the serpent. He's the closest thing to me. Wow. So he got in the body of the serpent. Keep on reading, man of God.
Amen. And he said, really, he asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat any of the fruit in the garden? And verse 2 says, of course we may eat, the woman told him. It's only the fruit from the tree in the center of the garden that we are not allowed to eat. God says we must not
Okay, stop. No. Go ahead and finish that part, Elder. Go ahead and finish that part, Elder.
God says we must not eat it or touch it, or we will die.
Now, notice. The reason why he said that God really say not to eat of the fruit, because she wasn't there when God spoke to Adam.
Amen.
But Adam told her what God said.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else. Stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what the Lord told me in prayer. He said, the reason why it's so easy for the enemy to speak to y'all mind as women, because they go back to the garden. Listen. Adam was the first voice that God heard, but the enemy was the first voice that Eve heard. The first voice Eve heard was the enemy. So the enemy says to her, did God really tell him that? Did God really say that? He's planting a seed of doubt. Did God really give you that commandment? Why would God tell you that? But notice what she said. She said, surely. He said we can eat of every fruit, of every tree, but the tree that's in the center of the garden. Come on, everybody. Why is the tree in the center? Because that represents a heart. Wow. Thank you, Lord. The tree represented the heart. And it was a test of obedience and disobedience. Come on, everybody. Because the tree was the door to what? Disobedience. That's why he said don't eat of the fruit. Because the fruit represented obedience. Come on, get somebody.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So there's a constant fight with the woman and the serpent, because the serpent is always trying to get where in the woman's head. Come on, get somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you will admit tonight and say, Apostle, amen, the enemy be always trying to get in my head. That's why I'm always rebuking him. That's why I'm always pleading the blood. He's always trying to conversate. How many will admit that tonight?
Come
on here, somebody.
I will.
Hallelujah. And it seems like out of nowhere that the devil come and start talking. And I be shedding him up, glory to God, because I don't want to hear what he got to say. But let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something what the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's why you need to be in your woman's head more than the enemy. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we as men be in our head, then the devil won't be able to get in our head. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But we got to make sure that we for God, when we do get in the head, be able to minister to her, hallelujah, and let her
amen.
Know,
amen.
Amen. And be a safe haven. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. How many know that the devil was talking to Eve and Adam was allowing the conversation to go on? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And God gave him authority in the garden, so he could have shut the enemy up. He could have told the snake to get out the garden.
Amen.
Because he had the power.
He had the power. God gave him authority. He said, dress it, keep it. You in charge, boy. You in charge. Oh, y'all both boy, God, about son, you know,
hallelujah.
God. And God is saying that a lot of us is not praying. It's not rebuking the devil, telling him to get out. We sitting there listening to the
come
conversation.
On. Man.
Amen.
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 And some of us, Some brothers ain't going to like me tonight if you hear, glory to God. But I don't care about it because I know what the Lord told me. Pray about it and let it minister to you about it. God says some of us is being a participant in the conversation. Amen. We allow the devil to use us in the conversation instead of rebuking the devil and saying, get out of my house. Amen. You are no longer... The blood is against you. Go! Amen. We have the authority.
Amen.
Brother, let me tell you something. We got to be the priest. We got to be the prophet. We got to be the king in our house.
Come
somebody
on.
Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You can call it, brother. Amen. As long as you got crisis ahead, you can call it. Amen. Get out of your feelings. God said, you're my son. Glory to God. Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're my priest. Come on here, somebody. You're my prophet. Glory to God. You're my king. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let me say something with you, brother. Glory to God. Let me share this with you, brother. If you saw another woman trying to get... If you saw another man trying to get at your woman, what would you do? I can't hear no brother tonight. I said, brother, if you saw another man trying to step to your womb, man, to your good thing, what would you do?
I'll tell you something.
You would take that, wouldn't you? Hey, what would you tell that brother?
I see what you're doing. I wasn't born last night, brother. I don't know what you think this is, but
I wouldn't be that night, brother. Listen, this is what I say on mine. She takes it. Amen. She is occupied, brother. You need to go somewhere else and find you somebody else.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Because they never asked me to jump off here. Glory to God.
All right, now.
All right,
Bob.
Please, turn it up.
Don't
drop
that.
Hallelujah. Woo. And I ain't scared. It ain't scared. No, brother. I ain't saying that I'm all that. I ain't saying I'm no Bruce Lee or nothing like that. I'm just saying that if you step this way, brother, you might have to pray for real for God to get me off you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe in that. Okay, brother. I didn't. I'm down here. You right there. How am I be fucking you?
All right now.
Okay, bro.
Be the blood.
Be the blood of Jesus.
Yes, brother.
I agree with your name.
Bless him, Lord. Bless the brother, Lord. Rebuke that demon right now in the name of Jesus.
Have mercy.
He's shot
a mosquito.
Shot a mosquito.
Have mercy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm not in your house, brother. I'm out here.
God.
I'm preaching the word of God, brother. The same God that's preaching you
God.
Is what I'm preaching about,
God.
Brother. So how you got offense against me?
All right.
God. Blood, the blood.
All right.
Blood, the blood.
My name is
God. Blood. The blood, the blood.
Okay,
the
brother.
Blood.
I'm sorry, brother.
There
you
go.
Can let the
turn
enemy use you, brother. I'm
more.
Sorry, brother. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother. No, you don't want to have to end it, brother. I'm not messing with you, brother. Okay, brother, I'll just go somewhere else. I'm good.
The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood.
Oh, we got to be one of us.
Blood.
But it's all good, brother.
Bless God. The
hallelujah.
Video.
You know, that's how you know.
You see
that my enemies.
The blood. 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 The
blood.
The
blood.
The blood. The problem is the men are speaking up for their women and their wives. Because they want their wives to bring them home so they can get them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
right
true.
Now.
Wait, say that again?
True.
You lost me. What's say that again?
I said the brothers are not speaking up for their wives and their women, their mates, because they want them to connect so down the line they could end up with them.
That's true. I agree with you on that, Linda.
But see, the thing is that we got to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, amen. I can't believe that man came to his window like that, amen. I'm over way in the corner. I'm like, but God is good. Y'all. Come on, give God a praise, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 You don't worry about that. Praise God. We're going to keep on going.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so what the Lord let me know is this, is that as we guard our territory. Yes, go ahead, mother.
The word of God says know the truth and it'll make you free.
Now
yeah. We truth on the line tonight, and the devil wants to stick his head up.
Yeah.
Amen.
You don't want the men to respect their women and the women to respect their men.
Amen.
He always trying to fit in, get in where he could fit in.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's not going to bow down to the enemy. It is trick. Ain't nothing but the trick of the devil.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Always on the line to stereotype.
To interrupt the spirit of the Lord.
If you want to know the truth and it's going to set you free, why you get mad?
Amen.
Mm. Ain't nothing to mad but the devil.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on, brother. He want to keep the fire burning, so he has to come through your mind.
Yes,
he hopped in the mind of somebody to bring a destruction to the line.
Amen.
But we're not going. We trying to get the truth. The word
yes,
of God Lord. Say the truth will make you free. It was
Amen.
Yes, it will.
If you don't hear the truth. How you gonna get free?
Exactly.
You can't, mother. Hallelujah.
So we gonna have to find everything that's not like God.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you can't the word.
Amen.
Everything that came out your mouth came from the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Enemy, just like the snake. Get to that woman because he used that snake to get to the woman.
Mm.
We're not together no more because of that. Everybody got selfishness, bitterness, and I got this and I'm going to do that. And not doing God. We leave God out. But we got to do the truth.
Yeah.
I want to just say thank you for bringing the word. I know you're not finished, but we got to hear this before it make us see.
Yes, sir. Yes,
God bless God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The enemy just mad, amen, because the truth of God is going for us, and it shall continue to go for us, amen. And God is going to continue to get the glory. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We need to be careful.
You see, people got to be willing to accept the truth. First of all, you got to be willing to want to hear the truth. Once you hear the truth, you got to
willing to accept the truth, for the truth. And then thirdly, you got to be willing to apply the truth in your life. You know, people make excuses. People make excuses to justify their behavior. You know? And you don't know how you won't prosper that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Amen.
So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna go over a few more things, then we're gonna pick it back up tomorrow night. One way that the enemy hit at Eve was that, and this is how he's still hitting right now today, because he don't have no new tricks. All these tricks are old tricks. And the only way you can get around his old tricks is that you allow your new person to be able to deal with the old tricks of the enemy. That's why the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's what, a new creature. So the new creature know how to deal with the old serpent. Come on here, somebody. He knows how to deal with the devil. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
And so he tries to implement doubt in by saying, did God really say that? That's why Yahshua said over in John, what, my sheep know my voice. Come on here, somebody. So those who really belong to God, we know the voice of God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We not being tricked by the voice of the enemy. We know God's voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he was trying to hit at her, the serpent. And he was saying, did our God really say that? Did our God really speak to the man that you got? Did God really say that to him? And thank you, women of God, for believing in the God in us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But on this day and time, you got to know that you know that you know that God is speaking. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a lot of voices, and it sound like God. But, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. It sound like God. But how many of the everything that sound like God ain't God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, damn.
Let me say that again. I said, how many know that everything that sound like God ain't God? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Woo, Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you how you know it's God. You got to know it by the spirit that's in it. Come on here, somebody. The spirit that's in it will identify that it's God. Come on here, somebody. Because he said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And so God said at the end of the day, examine the spirit behind it. Come on here, somebody. Because the spirit won't lie. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Prove it. Put it to the test to see whether or not it be what? Of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let me tell you one way that you would know that it's from God. When you hear something come out of a person's mouth, I want you to see if there's any peace with it after it leaves. Come on here, somebody. If the peace of God don't come on you after it leaves, that means it wasn't God. I want you to use that because that's going to help you to identify what is of God and what is of not. Eve knew that God spoke to Adam. Glory to God. Even though she wasn't there, she knew that God spoke to him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But now, come on, but now here's the thing. In the next verse, it said, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Look at him lying. That's a lying spirit. Somebody say a lying spirit.
A lion spirit comes
after you done heard God, and then here come another spirit. Come on now, that wasn't God. Devil, get out of here, you're lying. Amen. I know the voice of my God. All of you. He told him that they would surely die if they ate the fruit. And here comes the lion spirit saying, no, you won't surely die. Listen, here's what's going to happen to you. After they got through lying to you, he says, for God knows that as you eat of it, your eyes will be open. What eyes was he talking about? The eyes of their flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Their spiritual eyes was already on. But the eyes of their flesh wasn't open. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And it says, and you will be like God. Why she didn't know that she was already like God? She didn't have to be disobedient to be like God. She was already like God. But the man that was with her didn't tell her she was like God. Come on, Shabbat. Because the man that you came from was the image of God. Hallelujah. Because God created them both, male and female. So she was the image and likeness of God, too, because of her man that she came from. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that's how the enemy tricked her, knowing good and evil. So he was telling her, well, if you eat this fruit that God told you not to eat, you're going to be able to know good and evil. And you're going to be like God. How many know that the enemy is a deceiver? Come on here, somebody. He's a deceiver. He's a trickster. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
Just like they're tricking people about this vaccine. Come on here, somebody. They tricking people about this vaccine, and the truth going to come out. They deceiving people. They lying to people. The serpent is still at work. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't hear nobody. I said the serpent is still in the earth. Come on, somebody. Somebody give God a hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And we got women that's messed up mentally because they connected to a man that's messed up mentally, and he's not here with God, and he's here with the devil, and therefore he's putting the devil in her mind. Come on here, somebody. She's trying to find a way to stop hearing the voice of the enemy, but every time she turns around, there the voice is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I'm ready to give you a man that you can be able to hear all of me in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, before you get involved with anybody, make sure that they fully committed to God. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you get caught up in
the
glory of God. Oh, amen. He's so fine. I'm liking how he looks. Look how he looks. But he can look good and have all the devil in the glory of God. When you get attached to him, glory of God, he's going to give you his demons. Come on here, somebody. And you wonder why you're going through so much hell. So you carry your demons and somebody else's too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
But he sure look good, though. Hallelujah. He should always come looking bad. Sometimes he look dressed up. And brothers, they are the same way, brothers. They look, oh, she's so fine. Look how she looking. Look how she pushed up. Hallelujah. I like that. But then when you mess around and get that, and then you mess around and get her demons that come with that, you're talking about, oh, that's heaven. But you're going through hell. So to God, so if it's all heaven, where did the hell come from? And then the hell came, so you didn't look on the inside. You didn't look the outside, glory to God. But when y'all became one, her demons became your demons. So
y'all.
Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, watch out for the serpent. He's still tricking. He's still deceiving. He's still lying. Watch out for the serpent. Put him out of your garden. Hallelujah. We got authority now so that we can put him out. Come on. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And then he can return once we put him out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God a praise right here. Say, neighbor, once you put him out, he can come out. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Yes, mother.
We have some back feed. It's on the line. It's really messing up your speaking. So if anybody in our backseat or something on their phone, if you mute your phone, you still can hear the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear better now?
Oh.
Hmm? We're getting a look.
Everybody got a TV in the background.
Yeah, I hear a TV.
Somebody got a TV going. It's a television.
Yes, whoever got that TV, can you turn it off or turn it down if you want to stay on the prayer line?
Hey, mama.
Turn your TV down or turn it off.
They're probably not paying attention.
Should be. Amen.
Yeah, they should be.
Can you turn your TV off, please?
That's probably what's going on.
Apostle?
Yes, mother.
I do want to apologize, but we're not being obedient. Whoever had a noise on, we came to hear the word of God. Not all the back feeding. There was a way that you could mute that line where we don't have to hear that back feed. It sounds terrible. Somebody got their TV on.
Can we be obedient to the Spirit of God and turn this TV off or turn it down or get off the line? But don't disrespect the line.
It's too good for them to do what's right.
They do it every chance they get.
Boy, I'm telling you, boy, the enemy trying every way to fight this word. I'm telling you, boy, he's fighting on this hand and that hand. Hallelujah, but I mean, though, he's still going to make the devil out of a lie. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
Lie.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
thank you,
Father.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He must really hate this word tonight, amen, because he ain't never fought this hard, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we thank God for the victory. We thank God, man. And at the end of the day, that God is going to get the glory. Somebody say, God will get the glory.
God
is
going to
get the glory. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Boy, I sure like to know who it is.
He's bold enough to play it, but not bold enough to say who they are.
Yeah.
Well, come on and give God a praise, beloved. Amen. We're going to find out a way to block people out. We want to be disrespectful to our lives.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want us
Pastor,
to find a way. Yes.
Isn't it a certain device y'all got to have to block them?
I got to deal with
you. I threw the phone company.
No, I got to get with Mother and Brother. If I can get the password, then I can control the switchboard. For some reason, we get a lot of feedback. But yeah, if I can get to the switchboard I think I know who it is, if we can have them call into a different number, then I can control that person. But I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
I got my suspicion too, but we just can't prove it. But God can. God knows.
Amen. Somebody give God another hand of praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, we thank God on tonight. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for his word tonight. Amen. We are going to pick this back up, y'all. Hallelujah. So, amen.
Amen.
It's going to be all right.
Amen.
So are there any comments, questions, or words of encouragement that anybody want to give right now? If not, amen. I'm going to invite Elder Andre to come on back in. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. A much needed word in today's time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we've got to still watch out for that snake. Hallelujah. I heard a rapper say he keeps his grass cut. Hallelujah, so he can see when they coming and he can heat them on up. He ain't used those words, praise God, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. Hallelujah, we got to watch out for the snakes. And I want to just point out the fact that from Eve's perspective, the snake was a friend.
Ooh.
Praise God. The snake was a friend. So, and look what the snake said. God don't want you to be like him. Now, if you really think about this, coming from the perspective of male and female, what has other women came and told married women for years? about their hood. He don't want you to be like him. Praise God. Because you got to think about this. Adam was made in the image of God, right? So Eve was made in the image of Adam. So there ain't no mirror in the garden. So Eve doesn't know that she looks just like Adam. Praise God. She doesn't know. All she knows is Adam looks like God. So God and Adam got something going on that they don't want me to know about. Either he lied or they keeping a secret. That's what the enemy wants to plant inside your relationship.
Yeah.
Inside your relationship with God and your relationship with your husband and your wife. There is some kind of secret being kept. And they trying to keep you from knowing that secret. Now you got all the whole women's live thing. Hallelujah. Women, we want equal rights. We want equal this. But equal pay. All that's fine, praise God. Hallelujah. But where is this coming from? Hallelujah. Back then, where did it come from? It just came out of nowhere. Women want to walk around with no shirts on. And women, y'all don't even want to do that. So why would you want the right to do that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the enemy that lied. And you got to think about it like this. I always say this. The woman is under attack because the woman is the gateway. You are the gateway.
Sure is.
The only way God can bring life into this world is through you. The only way he could come into this world was through a woman. Praise God. So so the enemy is going to attack the woman. That's why we got the morning after pill. That's why we got cousin. That's why we got the abortion clinic. Praise God. Because the enemy doesn't want. But back in they talk about how many kids people have in a day. How young girls having kids today. But when you go back to the 1920s, the same people that's telling us, they had us when they were 16 and 17 years old. Praise God. And they had 8, 9, 10, 12 kids. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now they want to limit how many children we have. Just like in I think that's in China. A lot of people from China come over here because in China you can only have one kid. Praise God. In China you can only have one child legally. If you want to have more than that, you got to leave the country. Because the enemy does not want God. That's the first commandment God gave us when he kicked us out of garden. When he kicked us out, he said, be fruitful and multiply. And he don't want us to multiply. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't want us to multiply. Hallelujah. And the only way he can stop us from multiplying is by giving me you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I got to say this to the men because, you know, hallelujah. I know a bunch of men that ain't even in the Bible like that. And they're walking around saying they got to submit. She got to submit to me. She got to submit. So I asked her. I say, well, who got to submit first, the man or the woman? He said, the woman. I said, no, that's wrong. He said, I ain't about to submit to that woman. I ain't say you had to submit to the woman. Before that woman can submit to you, you first got to submit to God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when she submits to you, she's not submitting to the man. She's submitting to the God in you. Praise God.
Amen.
So
amen.
While you waiting on, you got to be the one to submit first. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got and we have to understand, too, amen, like the man of God said, it ain't how it looks. We going off what they look like, amen, and passing up. He too short. That was the one. Praise God. That was the one, but he was too short for you. He was too fat. Hallelujah. But that was the one. Hallelujah. Amen. You wanted Will Smith or The Rock. Hallelujah. Amen. And Will Smith knocked you upside the head. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you passing up what God sees. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, we pass them up too, praise God, because she looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You didn't get the I hate to use this. I don't mean to be offensive, lady, but this is the way I put it. You want to pass up the good running, the brand new Toyota Camry to go get the Bentley. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Bentley, the maintenance on the Bentley, hallelujah, praise God. The maintenance on the Bentley going to break you. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. But the Toyota, you don't understand. It's reliable, it's dependable, and it looks good. Hallelujah. It really looks good than the Bentley. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It drives better,
it
looks better. Amen. Praise God. That's how we do people. We pass up the dependable, reliable person for the flashy thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's flashy. It looked good. It looked good on my arm. Hallelujah. He looked good. All my girlfriends gonna hate me when they see him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. My boys gonna be jealous when they see her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And until 5 years later when everything done broke up, because he done slept with all your homegirls and she done slept with all your homeboys. Hallelujah. Because you passed up the good thing for the wrong thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just got to thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to make sure we pass this word along to people. Praise God. We got to tell them about the snake. The snake is in your barbershop. The snake is in your beauty shop.
Mm.
The snake is in your nail salon. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. The snake goes shopping with you. Hallelujah. He was running late yesterday. He got off late, came home by 7 o'clock. He had to work late. Girl, please, he ain't have to work late. He lying. You really believe that? Men be lying, girl. I'm trying to that's a snake. Praise God. Because that thought never went through your head until that snake planted it there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. She going out with the girls this weekend, and her and her girls going out to have fun. Oh, no, they going out to find some men. They going out to have sex and cheat. What? You never thought that until that snake told you that. Praise
exactly,
God.
Exactly, but they planting those seeds because they don't have a man.
That's the second thing. Quit taking advice from people that ain't in relationships. Praise God. We be taking advice from single people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. Amen. But like the apostle said, he gonna get deep into it tomorrow. Praise God. Do we have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
I have a comment. This is Linda. My comment is I'm going to stay strong in the Lord, for the Lord, for me and my salvation. I'm going to continue to learn as much as possible and apply it in my life. Learning and not applying it and helping you now. So I just want to thank everyone for their prayers, and I want to thank you guys for being patient with me and working with me, and I want to ask the Lord to continuously give me the strength to adore my trials and tribulations and to walk down the narrow road.
You know, Sister Linda, the Lord got a testimony in you. Hallelujah. He got a testimony in you, like an evangelistic testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in you. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord is
you know
it's in you.
It amazes me because the snakes come along and they want to plant these negativity seeds in your head when you know what's right. But it's hard. It's like you've been stretched, like tug of war. You know, your good conscience is telling you, nah, nah, nah.
your bad conscience is telling you, oh, that ain't right, that ain't right. So I'm going to try to follow my good conscience because that's the voice of the Lord. Your conscience is the voice of the Lord, and I'm just going to try to be strong through my life journey and, you know, try to learn as much as I can, apply it, and do what's right and live right. And I want to thank everybody for their support.
Amen. We thank God for you, Amen. Sister Linda. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank
Amen.
God. You asked so many questions. Praise God. I imagine you asked some of the questions some people may be scared to ask. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you get those questions answered. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for that. Because you never know. The reason why you should not only ask questions for your own knowledge, but you never know when somebody's going to ask you something that you could have the access to the answer to. Praise God. Hallelujah. So
right.
We thank God. We thank God for you.
And thank you for acknowledging that and saying that, because I'll be wondering, well, I don't know myself, so I need to find out the true facts in case somebody asks me with it, you know? Because you don't know when somebody might approach you with a question. And the first thing, they're going to say, she's supposed to be so holy and crucified, she didn't even know the answer. So, you know, but, you know, you ask to learn. If you want to learn, you ask questions.
No. Exactly. Praise God. Amen.
I want to thank God for being here on the line tonight. Thank God for Brother Corey and Corey and Sister Linda. My family, my loved ones, my friends, you all have taught us with a lot of love for one another. I think we're it seems like we just family now. It's just like I look at times I had a mother, but she gone. I had a father, now he's gone. I look at y'all as my family now. So get your blessing. I love y'all, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Bobby. Amen. We love you too, Brother Bobby.
Amen. Amen, Brother Bobby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God tonight for his word. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for each and every last one of you. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I imagine the apostles are going to finish this series. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to work on, hallelujah, making sure the next generation gets all this information. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can reunite the family as a whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can put, people always say you, like a woman, they'll be like, you're trying to put me in my place. Well, I'm trying to get in my, we all have a place. Praise God. Like, your place ain't no greater than my place, and my place ain't no greater than your place, but if we ain't in place, everything out of place. Bless the name of the Lord. If that makes any sense. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say that real quick. That's another lie of the enemy. That your place ain't as important as mine. Hallelujah. Amen. You trying to put a woman in her place. Praise God. Well, we all have a place. God has his place. Man has his place. Woman has her place. The children have a place. We all have a place. Praise God. And every place is just as important as the other place. The enemy started lying and telling women that their place wasn't important. Praise God. You don't matter. You're not important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Doing what you're doing. You need to be the one with the power. You need to be the one in charge. Praise God. Now realizing as mothers and as sisters and as aunties and all this other stuff, y'all are raising the next generation. Praise God. Y'all are instilling in the children. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you know, I bet 75% of it you learn from your mom. Because daddy was first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So y'all raising the next, that's important. But the devil will say you ain't important. Praise God. You just a nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to do what he's doing. He got all the power. Praise God. And realize he ain't got no power without you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Without you, he can't be fruitful and multiply like the God told him to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without you, life would come to an end. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the woman on today. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. That he created y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. On today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. If you haven't sown your seed, make sure you sow your seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what God told you to do. Don't let the snake come and tell you that God really tell you. Yeah, I went there. I showed it. Did God really tell you to sow that seed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God don't want you to sow that seed. You know, if you don't sow that seed, you're going to still have money in your pocket, regardless if you sow it or not. The devil is a lie. If the Lord tells you to sow and you don't sow, there are consequences for you disobeying the law.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I ain't going to be like Adam and Paul. Hey, because of this, you gave this bill to me, Lord. I had to pay it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you listen to the bill collector. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, for the word on today. Make sure you get your seed in the ground if you ain't got it in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. He's going to give us his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. Bless the Lord.
And everybody blessed tonight. Come on, get
amen. Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is awesome.
Glory to God.
You know, he's an awesome God tonight. And we're going to give God thanks tonight. Amen. I want to continue to keep our head lifted and continue to look into y'all here. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You know. Amen. Are there any last minute comments or questions that anybody have before I close it out? If not, then I'm going to pray. Our Father, we thank you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Welcome to the word. Thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard tonight. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for how you are moving in our midst, God. Thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. So we ask you, Lord, to continue to bind the hands of the enemy, you the devil and me. But we thank you. We thank you for power over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight, God. There is nobody worthy but you. We bless your holy name more tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we are yet saved, yet delivered, yet set free. We still got victory over you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
For who you are. What I say is the one.
I say it to all.
And pray
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
And neighbor.
Neighbor. Oh.
I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God
hallelujah.
A praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you. Can we thank God on tonight. Amen. You be blessed, and
amen.
I love you. With the love of the Lord. Amen. We'll see each other back at 5 o'clock. Amen.
Amen.
You are the last party
amen.
In the conference.
Amen.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's one that's always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
I know you've been hurting deep down inside. Let me encourage you. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. With my name on it.
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 and I'll pray. It's shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. Shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving. It's breaking. Yeah.
My God, goodness, spread it for them. My God, goodness, testify. The devil thought it, that my life was short. He thought by now I need, he thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation. My morning has a meaning.
Kept me.